now on this Invest Talk podcast.
Hey, Steve and Justin, I am calling, by the way, love your show, a loyal listener. I am calling about Colgate Palmolive, C as in Charlie, L as in Lima.
Steve Peasley responds to your questions.
They grow their earnings in the high to mid-high single digits, and they've been growing their sales in the mid-high single digits.
InvestTalk, over 29 million downloads and counting.
Thank you very much for your show. Very enlightening. Recently purchased a stock called DermTech, DMTK.
Your participation makes it unique.
888-99-CHART.
This podcast is produced by KPP Financial. Steve Peasley, President. KPP Financial. Independent thinking. Shared success. And now today's podcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Invest Talk. It is Friday, February 19th, 2021. And of course, on this program, we operate in the same mission statement we do every day: independent thinking and shared success. And independent thinking means we don't buy data, everybody. It means we do our own homework. Let me rephrase that. We do buy data. But we don't buy opinions. We don't buy, we don't use other money managers or big companies to tell us what we should buy and sell. We do our own homework. I mean, it's obvious these big companies, if they knew everything, they would own the world. They don't know everything. They get it wrong just as often as everybody else, even you. So don't think you can't perform as well or better than they. You can. It just takes some knowledge. And it doesn't take... You don't have to know everything. You don't have to have that. So on this program, I try to provide you with explanations, try to educate you. That's Justin. I want you to learn how to do this. When someone calls about a stock, we try to tell you or fill you in as to what makes it move, what has made it move, what should make it move in the future. But just try to remember. When you're dealing with the stock market, you're dealing with the emotions of people. So sometimes things happen, many times things happen that may not make a lot of sense. But overall, if you sit back, stocks go up because companies make money. It's that simple. Companies will go up when they make money. And the more money they make, the higher the stock will go. Sometimes it takes a long time for the public to realize that the stock is underpriced or overpriced for that matter. It takes time. I'm Steve Peasley, and of course, we encourage you to contact us with your financial and investment questions. And yes, you get to drive the show, as I say every day. When I do this show, you know you get to drive the show. Justin lets you drive the show. We let you drive it by you asking the questions. Any financial questions, we'll be happy to talk about. So, and you can call anytime, day or night, 24 hours a day, and you can leave your question. Here's the first question of the day.
Hey, Steve and Justin. I am calling, by the way, love your show, loyal listener. I am calling about Colgate Palmolive, C as in Charlie, L as in Lima. I've got about 8 years until I retire and was kind of looking at more along the lines of the dividends paying stocks. And I noticed this one had a 2.25, I believe, dividend. And I just wanted to get your thoughts. Thank you so much for all you do.
Now, Colgate-Palmolive is one of those big blue-chip companies that you have there'd be no issues owning it, okay? It's a $66 billion company, manufactures toothpaste, toothbrushes, dishwashing liquid, fabric conditioner, shampoo, soaps, pet nutrition. When all that stuff goes away, then the stock will go away. But none of that stuff is going away in my lifetime. They grow their earnings in the high to mid-high single digits, and they've been growing their sales in the mid-high single digits for several years. So they are consistent, and they do have pay a 2.3% dividend. They're going to make $3.51 next year, after $3.29 this year, $3.06 last year, $2.83 the year before. So very consistent. It is a bit pricey. It's near its five-year range at the high. of the P.E. ratio. 19 to 28 is the P.E. ratio, and it's 26. So I think it's a good stock to own, to buy. But I'll tell you this. I think you might want to wait for a pullback. Now, it is pulling back. I mean, the high was 146. Wait a minute. Is it Procter & Gamble? The high, yeah. I put Procter & Gamble's chart up, not Colgate. The high was around 95 or so, and now it's 77. So it is pulling down, but I think I'd be a little bit patient here. These are great stocks. This kind of stock is a great stock to buy in a recession. But recessions take time. You know, I don't see a recession on the horizon yet. So it's going to take a time. So I think you should own the stock. It might be, I might wait when I want to wait for a decent correction at the very least. Okay? That's Colgate Palmolive, everybody. I know you want strategies. You know, I know it. And I'll be happy to provide some information about strategies. There's different kinds. So I'm here to answer any of your calls, any kind of financial investment questions, I'm ready. Today's trivia question will concern stock exchange listings and rules about these listings. That'll be my trivia question later on at halfway mark. How did the market do today? Well, the Dow was up 93. The NASDAQ was up 9. But the S&P 500 was down 7. So broadly speaking, the market was kind of down. It was up most of the day today, the overall market. But it just couldn't hold it. Just couldn't hold it, broadly speaking. It wasn't a bad day. It just wasn't a good day. Why did the market have problems? Well, yesterday you knew the problems was because of the jobs market, right? I couldn't tell you what today's was. Why didn't it hold up? I can't tell you. I don't know. But, you know, when you have... Sometimes it's obvious why the market moves. You know, like yesterday, it was obvious it moved down because the jobless claims were so much higher than they expected, and that made people nervous. But many times it moves on its own, and there's no rhyme or reason. You can't point your finger on it. A lot of pundits out there try to do that every time, and most time they can't. They're just guessing. Okay, you are listening to InvestTalk. I'm Steve Peasley, and with all the changes we see happening, it's pretty important to remember that during times of market uncertainty, the task of building your financial freedom still and has to continue. You know, remember this when the next recession hits. You still got to be putting money away. Matter of fact, you should put more money away in a recession. You'll be better off. Put more money in the market. So your goal is financial freedom, the same as mine. So that requires information, effective common sense strategies. So we'll talk about it. Your participation is super important. So give me a call. We're live, 888-99-CHART.
Steve and Justin have recorded a special bonus podcast, the February Rapid Fire Hour. It's a fast-paced learning podcast for the average investor. It's free, so be sure to tell your friends. It can be downloaded now at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and InvestTalk.com.
888-99-CHART. We're going to talk to a live person. We're going to talk to Jeffrey in Virginia. How you doing, Jeffrey?
Good. How are you, Steve? Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call.
Yes, I'm calling about Huntington Ingalls, ticker Hotel India, India.
Okay.
It's a pure play military builder.
Do you want to buy it or do you already own it?
I'm thinking about buying it as a long-term hold. I'm seeing possible tailwinds of increasing U.S.-China tensions and the age of the U.S. Navy fleet. I was wondering if you could suggest a fair valuation or a good entry point.
Okay, this is... Huntington Ingalls Industries, it's a $7 billion company, builds and repairs U.S. naval nuclear-powered aircraft carriers, submarines, and Arleigh Burke-class destroyers. They make money. They've made money for ever since I have records for, and they make more money every year. They made $12.10 this year after making $10 last year. Next year, they're going to make $14.56. The stock is $182. So that tells you it's, what, around a 15 PE or so? 14? Something like that. And that's about right in the middle of their range. Return equity is very good at 23%. Cash flow is very strong. Pays a 2.5% dividend, which it will maintain. Sales has been increasing almost every year for several years. The only danger I see here, Jeffrey, is that we have a Democratic president who would probably be less keen on defense spending. But you're right, with the tension, looks like tension is still going to be high with China. So we need to spend money on our ships. So I don't have a problem with you buying it. And I think this is a good buy point here. I do. I think it's at a good buy point. It's broken above some pretty stiff resistance. It's above most of the moving averages. This is a place to buy it. Okay? Recent high was over $275 a share back in 2019. So here it is at 182. So I think it's got legs. Thanks for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. My focus point today concerns this story. A new rule on 401k rollovers is taking effect. So we'll talk about what that might mean. And the Labor Department regulation strengthens consumer protection on that. That's beyond trillions of dollars of 401k money. Since it's Friday, I will share highlights from the KPP Premium Newsletter. That will coming up. Other topics I might want to get to if we can. I want to talk about copper. Copper. You know, Justin and I have been talking about commodities for some time now, but I want to talk about specifically copper. How about what's going on in Silicon Valley? Do you know that 15 companies, tech companies, represent about $1.35 trillion in sales? They have a huge economic impact. They're in Silicon Valley. You realize how they're bigger than most countries, those 15 companies together? Bigger than most countries, almost all countries. And one last thing, HSA. Do you know what an HSA is? Many of you do, some of you don't. And if we can get to all three of those things, that's what we'll do today. Okay? Usually on Friday, I talk about the numbers, the stats that come out every week to try to give you some, relationship things going on. Like the 2-year treasury and the 10-year treasury. The 2-year treasury yield is about 0.1%, and the 10-year treasury 1.183%. It was as high as 1.2, so it's come down. But it's been rising for weeks. Gold was at $1,780 per ounce. Last week it was $1,835. Gold has been weakening. That means the dollar probably has been strengthening. Let's take a quick look at the dollar. Okay, and nope, the dollar's been sideways. Interesting. Usually the dollar goes up, gold will go down, and if dollar goes down, gold will go up. And also gold would go up in inflation. So it looks like to me, gold is getting to a very nice price to get into, what I think. Silver, it's $27.35 an ounce. I think that's a very high number. It's been stronger than gold lately. Oil was selling at $59 a barrel. Last week it was $58.88. So oil has been strengthening. The national average for a gallon of gasoline, $2.60. Last week it was $2.50. California is $3.52 as of today. Idaho, $2.47. Jeez, the whole dollar cheaper per gallon. Anyways, it's interesting. Have you noticed that gasoline prices have gone up? Housing prices have gone up. Commodity prices have gone up across the board. Doesn't that sound like inflation to you? Then how come we don't see it? Well, the producer price index saw a spike, but not the consumer level, not at your or my level. That didn't go up. I think it's going to happen. Okay, just let you know. I encourage you to take advantage of offers. We free portfolio review assessments, and we do that every day for a lot of people, even through the phone, through Skype, through Jive, whatever. Send a message to investtalk.com. Send me an email. Be happy to talk to you and give you a call. Or call KPP Financial in Irvine, California. Be happy to talk to you. You're listening to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley. And for investors, the need to remain vigilant never ceases. So let's do that. 888-99-CHART.
For investors, the goal of achieving financial freedom requires unbiased information, strategic planning, and determination. Congratulations! You found the podcast that is dedicated to helping you succeed. Invest Talk. Steve and Justin welcome your questions anytime on the Invest Talk listener line. 888-99-CHART.
You know, one of the big problems in our society is that we don't teach people about how to manage money. I wasn't taught. My parents never talked about money. But I'm not talking about just everyday money and how to spend your money paying bills and buy a house and all those things. I'm talking about the money that you invest. No one teaches that money, you know, 401ks and IRAs or money I should put away for my future. What to do with it? No one teaches that. So a new rule of 401k rollovers became effect today. It was a Trump era change that Biden is sticking with. And what it is, one of the problems I have in my industry is that we have a lot of people, a lot of money managers, all they worry about is making the almighty buck. So they like to buy for their clients very expensive things like annuities. Now, is annuities bad in and of themselves? No. But I don't see a reason to buy an annuity in a retirement account. So what it is this new rules are trying to make the same kind of responsibility for money managers on these kinds of issues, rolling over a 401k into an IRA. You have to offer your clients the best for them. Okay, which does not mean you get the best commission for you. So it's making them trying to stiffen up that rule, making them more responsible for providing to their clients their best investment options. Now, I tell people all the time, roll over that 401k into an IRA, and I say it because you can buy whatever you want. Most 401ks are very limited, but most 401ks are also low priced. You know, as far as management, you know, buying the mutual funds. But I still don't think it's a good choice. But you got to be careful when you roll that money over. You don't want to buy very expensive type investments. And you got to be careful who you're relying on to give you the advice. And at least this new rule is tightening up that a little bit. Like, I like that. I like it. You know, the fiduciary rule. Make the money manager, the registered investment advisor, a more of a fiduciary, meaning he has responsibilities to put the client first, not himself. Let's go to Carl on Oceanside. Hi, Carl.
Yes, sir. I'm planning to buy Textana, TGH. It looks good on the chart. I'm wondering, do they make money?
Well, let's take a look. I type this in. Yeah. Okay, Textana Group Holdings provides worldwide intermodal container leasing with over 2.8 million containers. It's a $1.2 billion company, and yes, they make money. They've made money every year except for 2016. They lost a dollar share then. They're going to make $3.02 a share this year, $3.88 a share next year. It's a $25 stock. So it's very low priced based on, what is that, an 8 PE? And the five-year range is 7 to 59. So it's a very low price, and yes, they make very good money. Their sales growth is kind of anemic. It barely grows. It's kind of stagnant. And that's probably why it's so low price. It doesn't pay a dividend. So, and the return on equity is only 7%. That's low. So I wouldn't trace the performance here. I would be very, very careful because it's had made a run up from $6 to $25 here. And it, the last couple of days, it really spiked. I don't know. I wouldn't chase it, even though it's still not very expensive, but I still wouldn't chase it. This is a play on an economy recovering and containers being used more and more and more because the world economy is recovering. And I think that's a good bet, but, you know, you're a little late to the party here. Thanks, Carl. Appreciate the call. 888-99-CHART, 888-992-4278. Okay, copper is about $4 a pound right now. The last time it was $4 a pound, it was 9 years ago. Supply slowed down because of COVID, right? Because of the spread of COVID. So supply this year slowed down. Supply is supposed to be growing or increasing 1.5% to about 3.5% per year, okay, for the next 5 to 10 years. But demand is growing faster than that. Faster. And it's going to increase faster. It's going to accelerate real quick. Why? You know, every internal combustion engine takes 15 kilograms of copper, and every electric vehicle takes 60 kilograms of copper. That's why. Without a doubt, investment listeners are stock market investors. As we go to break, here's my two-part trivia question. Can stocks be traded on more than one exchange? And if yes, why would a company choose to do that? After break, I will supply the answer. But for now, the lines are open. 888-99-CHART.
Now is a good time to call InvestTalk.
A warrant is a right to buy shares of stocks at a certain price.
What's your question?
Would you recommend to put all my funds right away in the market, or you recommend dollar cost average?
Got a question for Steve or Justin? 888-99-CHART.
Let's say you've been thinking about learning a new language. Okay, why? I mean, how would it come in handy? And where would you want to use it? Could it be that you have an upcoming international trip? Or maybe you want to connect with family members or friends from a different culture? I think you should know about Rosetta Stone. With millions of users, it's been the world's most trusted language learning program for 30 years. Rosetta Stone is available on your desktop or as an app with audio companion and the ability to download lessons offline. Rosetta Stone truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. It has a built-in, patented speech recognition engine called True Accent. So as you practice speaking, you'll get feedback on how well you pronounce words. With Rosetta Stone, you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's an intuitive process designed for long-term retention. You really learn to speak, listen, and think in your new language. Rosetta Stone is an amazing value, so your special skill set is within easy reach. You know you want to do this, so don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, InvestTalk listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off now at rosettastone.com/today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The markets react to uncertainty. Are you prepared? Is your portfolio balanced? Is it optimized? Your financial future depends on the answers to those questions. Steve Peasley is here now, and he's ready to talk with you. Call InvestTalk, 888-99-CHART.
888-992-4278. I asked a trivia question, as I do every day at this time. Okay, so I might have given away the answers a little bit. Can stocks be traded in more than one exchange? And yes, you know, the answer is pretty simple. It's yes. So, and I guess it's kind of obvious the way I answered the question. In order to be listed, a stock must meet all the exchange listing requirements, pay all the associated fees. Well, and why would a company do that? Why would they choose to list on more than one exchange? And by the way, it's often referred to as dual listing. They might do it because they want more liquidity. The more exchanges are on, the more liquid the stock, the more people can buy, and maybe if they need to borrow money against the stock, or they need to issue more stock, or yeah, you know, there's a number of reasons to list a company on exchanges. Okay, multinational countries, the companies, a lot of companies. Let's say you're a company in Japan. Japanese market's fine, but maybe you want access to the most liquid market in the world, and that's ours, here in the United States, New York Stock Exchange. NASDAQ. So, you know, there's valid reasons. Here where it gets interesting, though, although companies can list their stocks on multiple exchanges, very few do. Very few actually do it. Charles Schwab once and Walgreens Boots, known as Walgreens some time ago, they listed both on the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ at one time. Then they stopped. Interesting. Not sure why they stopped. 888-99-CHART. As you know, I like to fit in as many call questions as possible. So let's grab a new one. It came in from Ohio. 888-99-CHART.
Steve and Justin, it's Bob from Northwest Ohio. Thank you very much for your show. Very enlightening. Recently purchased a stock called DermTech, DMTK, based on some news in regard to a detection patch that they have for melanoma. I'm very interested to hear what you have to say about that stock. Thank you very much. Again, appreciate your show. Bye.
DermTech Inc., it's a $1.9 billion company. I don't think I've ever seen this. Develops a market medicine for early detection of skin cancer and inflammatory diseases. They don't make money, never made money, and that's probably why. You know, I don't follow stocks that don't make money. Until they make money, all my search engines, everything, I very rarely pick up stocks that don't make money. Their sales are pretty minimal. $1.4 million last quarter, $800,000 the quarter before that. So that means it's a pretty expensive stock based on the price to sales ratio. No earnings means you don't have a P.E. ratio. And the stock has risen sharply recently. This is a pure speculative play. Sales are increasing fast, but they're increasing fast from a very low point. So, this is one of those that, you know, it's already moved up. It was trading, you know, below about $15 a share a few months ago, and now it's $79 a share. So you're chasing it, and it might work out for you, but I wouldn't chase it. Just not strong enough. Me. Okay, the KPP Premium Newsletter was distributed to subscribers today, and it's packed with helpful information, as I try to pack it every year, every week. Market conditions section, the first section. Retail sales rose sharply in January by a measure of 5.3%. This is the first increase in 4 months. It was also broadly based, not confined to any one area of the economy. Now, restaurant sales surged 7%, so that was one space that did surge, but it was broadly based. And even if you took out gasoline and cars, autos, Retail sales were up 6.1%, even higher. Weekly unemployment claims spiked 861,000 from 770,000. Yeah, it was very high numbers. Still very high numbers. Housing starts fell to 1.58 million from 1.67. Not because there's any shortage of demand, though, more of a shortage of houses. Housing market is still pretty strong, even though I mentioned that mortgage rates are starting to creep up. And the stock market is starting to show signs of stress. But it still remains bullish. It's still bullish. It's still on an upward pattern. But we're starting to see signs of stress, meaning expect a correction. That's what that means. So, in the portfolio management section, I discussed investing in real estate and how different ways you can do it. You can buy actual properties themselves, buy the actual property and you be the owner. Or you can do it through REITs, real estate investment trusts, through the stock market. The pros and cons, I mentioned the pros and cons of those. One of the biggest con for buying property yourself is it's a pretty steep commitment of money, the high cost to get in. Okay, stock ideas, one of the largest investor-owned utilities in the United States. It has 10 distribution utilities serving 6 million customers in 6 mid-Atlantic states, Midwestern states. And the stock fell 56%. Due to the combination of litigation concerns and COVID-19. So I mentioned that the dividend's pretty darn high. This might be something to look at long term. Also focused on a Swiss pharmaceutical company, diagnostic company. The firm's best selling pharmaceutical products include a variety of oncology therapies. The company's diverse portfolio of drugs has underperformed in the last year due to the pandemic. Well, the top line is still growing. See, that looks like an opportunity to me. In the Consumer Watch, I talked about the first and second round of stimulus checks to individuals. They have been sent out by the IRS. What can you do if you didn't receive yours? And I mentioned the rules. That they have. You got to make less than $75,000 a year if you're an individual, less than $150,000 if you're married. If you're a head of household, less than $112,500 a year. So there's a lot of valuable information in the KPP Premium Newsletter each week. It's easy for you to subscribe. You can do it directly through investtalk.com. And after subscribing, you can see the full report each Friday directly in your email box. So let's go straight back to an Investec Voice Bank question from Montana.
Hey, Stephen, Justin. This is Tori from Bozeman, Montana. Just calling to ask about GM. I bought GM almost a year ago and have rode the wave up that it's experienced within the last few months. And I am trying to figure out if I should take some of my earnings away and reinvest in a different company. Seems like there might be a pullback on its way in the market as a whole. So I'm just wondering if now is a good time to pull out of GM or stay in for the long haul. Thanks so much.
I'm not a big investor in auto companies. I'm just not. Even though I will say that I think the next big wave we have, a big technology wave, will be electric vehicles. I do think so. I can't be closed-minded to them. But in the past, they've always carried a lot of debt. They always paid a high dividend. At the same time, they carried a lot of debt, and I never thought that made sense. Okay, General Motors, it's a big company, $76 billion. Now, just as a reminder, General Motors filed bankruptcy in 2009 and wiped out all the shareholders out there. Every one of you had GM before that were wiped out. Now, this is a relisted GM. So, it filed for bankruptcy, wiped out all the shareholders, and then the next day came out with a new GM stock and new shares. Well, that's why you got to be very diligent. because you know, GM is still in business, but the shareholders, the people who owned it, got wiped out. Anyways, they're going to make $5.24 this year, and then $6.22 next year. It's a $52 stock, so that makes the PE below 10. But the range for auto stocks are usually pretty low. For GM, is 4 to 17 on the PE ratio. Now, Tesla is crazily way more range than that. That's an auto company. So, and GM is going to move in, just like all the other autos, very strongly to electric vehicles over the next years. So that's kind of a play on that. Now, after you made a lot of money, I think you need to rebalance, take some off the table, maybe not sell at all, but I think you should cut back. I really do. Let's go to Brandon in Seattle, airline stocks. Brandon.
Hey, how's it going, Steve?
Good.
Good. So I have a quick question. I'm a pilot for Alaska Airlines, and we get a pretty good employee stock purchase plan. Mm-hmm. And I know I've kind of heard you say that the airlines are not good long-term holds. So what I've been doing is just kind of taking them and selling them and taking the short-term, tax consequence of it, just due to the nature that they might fall. The last couple times I've probably doubled my money just because they fell so sharply. So I guess my question is for the next couple years when I do get the stock, would it be prudent to just continue to sell it right away and take the gains? Or
Don't have to sell it right away, but I think it's smart to sell it. I've had too many clients who work for companies for all their lives get burned because they held on to their stock and just kept building and building their stock. And then all of a sudden, now they're in retirement, the stock falls. They have 1 million shares or whatever, and they can't get out, and they want to wait for it to come back, but they also need to take money to live on. So I just don't like, the reliance in your retirement on one stock. Is too dangerous, no matter how good the company is. So, I would continually cut back. But you don't have to sell it. If it's at a low point and it's been trading up and down, you can wait, to sell it at a better price, but just don't sit on all these shares. That's not a smart thing to do. It's really not. Okay, Brandon?
Since it recovered, double my money and take that. But if it's steadily climbing, just make sure.
Just slowly sell into it. Slowly sell into the climb. Okay. Until you get it to a point where it doesn't dominate your whole portfolio. You don't want it dominating. Okay, thanks, Brandon. Appreciate the call. You're listening to Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley, and I encourage you to explore the financial investment information we post every day on our website. Go to investtalk.com. You can learn all about the various investment strategies and opportunities we offer at KPP Financial. For example, check out the Equity Income Plus program. It's a dividend investing with a boost, and that boost is a strategy selling options for the income, writing covered calls. If you're serious about achieving financial freedom, you'll want to reach out maybe to us, Justin and I. We'll help you any way we can. We'd love to have you as a client, but we'll help you any way we can. Now give me a call. 888-99-CHART is our number, and we're going to go to Jackie in San Francisco. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Steve. I was very sorry to hear about Jerry's passing, but it brought to mind that I started to listen to your program when you and he used to discuss stocks and bonds, and you didn't always agree, and it was really interesting, and I learned a lot from both.
Well, good. Jackie, that's a very good lesson. Investors and managers don't always agree on everything. If they did, I would suspect that something's not right, because everybody has, if they have a brain, they'll have their own opinions.
Yeah, it was really interesting to hear your, which direction you were coming from,
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple of questions. I hope you can give me a minute.
Sure.
I'm fixing to retire pretty soon, and Fidelity is trying to tell me about annuities. And I listen to you, and you say, well, what do the insurance companies do with your money? And you say they invest it, so why don't you do that?
Right.
But I'm thinking about if something happened as far as medical problems, and my funds were decreased a lot, the annuity would still be paying even after if I went broke. Is that true, or is that something to think about?
Yes, and it depends on the annuity. There's many different kinds of annuities. Broadly speaking, there's two basic categories, a fixed annuity and a variable annuity. They're probably trying to talk you into a variable annuity. That would be my guess. Okay? One thing about annuities, everybody, and I'm not for annuities. I don't like them. But one thing that's good about them is what Jackie just said. You know, they can be set up where they just pay you an income for life. There you go. You always have this income no matter what. And, of course, that for the life, as long as the company is in business, you know. So there are reasons to buy an annuity. I just don't like because they're so expensive and they make a lot of money for the seller. Fidelity will make a lot of money off you if you buy an annuity. They love that. Jackie, good luck with it. Call me if you have questions and I'll be happy to talk to you about it. This is Invest Talk. I'm Steve Peasley, and we have one goal here: to help you achieve financial freedom. Financial freedom, that's a nice goal. Of course, our work will continue right after this break. So get your questions in, 888-99-CHART.
Got a question for Steve or Justin?
Hey guys, this is Joe from Lake Jackson, Texas, south of Houston. And I've got a question about warrant shares. I think that's the right term.
What's your question? 888-99-CHART.
Have you heard about Riskalyze? It's a brief question and answer form that you fill out online. Steve Peasley and Justin Klein will also get a copy of your responses. They can use the Riskalyze results to help you formulate a strategy that fits your investing risk tolerance. Learn more anytime and take the Riskalyze quiz at investtalk.com.
Okay, let's go to Robert, Washington State. Robert wants to talk about gold.
Yeah. Hi, Steve. How are you?
Good. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Thanks, you. I'm a little concerned. Gold is, like, going down. Isn't it supposed to be going up right now? And, like, the one ticker I've been following was AEM, and it's just been, like, going on a solid downward path. And I don't know, is gold, like, now going extinct because of what I'm hearing is that everybody's, like, now putting their money into, like, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency before the alternate investment, you know?
Yeah. I think they're crazy. Cryptocurrency is here to stay. I said that many times. But no one knows what price it is. No one knows how to price it at all. And it's just a guessing game. It's just a speculative price guessing game. Gold has a store of value. Cryptocurrency has no value. There's no way to know what it's worth. Gold has a history. And see, this is why I think how cryptocurrency will eventually be here to stay, because it will develop a history. And that's going to take years and years, I mean decades. And you say, okay, well, we've all used this cryptocurrency for the last 30 years. I guess it's pretty solid. Okay, and what is the range of the price of that currency? Okay, it's been about, you know, $22,000 per coin. Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I mean, it has to have history. We don't. Gold does. And I think gold has just given us an opportunity. I think we'll have one more run up in gold because I think we'll have inflation. Gold runs up and down on inflation, on the dollar, and on fear. Of course, there's no fear out there. And when I say fear, I have fear of economic or war, economic turmoil or war. We don't have that issue right now. So, but we do have inflation starting to perk up a little bit in certain areas. So I think, you know, should you invest in cryptocurrency? Well, I won't be. I'm not going to get on that bandwagon. I think it's just too speculative. Gold, will that venture turn around and come back up? Yeah, I think it's going higher. But it's not, you know, gold is not my favorite investment. I'd rather buy a stock, even though I own gold. I do. I own gold and silver right now. But more of a hedge against you know, other things, inflation especially. I'm more worried about inflation than anything else coming around again. Keep perking up. That's what I think. But Robert, so that's, I think you just don't have gold. You're only holding, have a small percentage of your overall portfolio, like any other sector or asset. Don't have a big portion of it because, you know, but have some. Appreciate the call, Robert. Thank you. Okay, let's go to, you know what an HSA is? That's a health saving account. And, you know, it's used, you can put money in it. It's like an IRA, but you have to use the money to pay bills, health care bills, help pay your deductible from your insurance that doesn't pay. It's very good because when you put money in it, you get to write that off like you would an IRA, the money that you put into it. And then you can use that to pay health medical bills with. So there's some clearly benefits to owning it. And not very, you know, it's surprising how unpopular it is. It's, I don't want to say unpopular. How it's not adopted by many, many people. I guess you don't think you're going to have health costs as you get older? I'll tell you what, you will have costs. I think I saw a study between the age of 65 and 85, about $250,000 will be paid out of pocket, not covered by Medicare. So if you don't have the money, where is it going to come from? And a good place to start putting that money away is in the HSA, because it's tax deductible. So I think that's a smart thing to do, everybody. I really do. I'm Steve Peasley, and this completes another InvestTalk program. Justin Klein and I thank you for listening and encourage you to tell your friends and family members about us, if you would, and any strangers walking down the street, everybody, okay? We post a program each weekday right after the show. We're live 4 to 5 Pacific time, so we're right after 5 o'clock, we post it as fast as we can. You can get your free downloads anytime, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and InvestTalk.com. And be sure to review us, if you would. I would appreciate that. And remember, it's always independent thinking and shared success. This is InvestTalk, and everybody enjoy your weekend. Good night.
Because of the nature of the interactive dialogue inherent in the format of this program, it's important for the listener to understand that not all comments made will apply to them specifically. Nothing said shall be taken to be investment advice, or shall statements on this program be considered an offer to buy or sell securities. Such advice is rendered solely on an individual basis, and at times will require that the investor review a prospectus before investing. InvestTalk is a copyrighted program of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial, a registered investment advisor, which retains all rights. For more information regarding KPP's investment advisors, call 1-800-557-5461. Steve Peasley is president and Justin Klein, chief executive officer of Klein Pavlis Peasley Financial. And they thank you for listening and welcome your comments or questions on our 24-hour listener line at 888-99-CHART.